God.
Well, it's been a year.
Oh, it's been a year, all right.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, still not able to find it, but you know, we keep looking. Yeah, I know.
Do you know what? You have to keep looking.
Well, you
it's
do.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you know that you're probably not going to find it, mm-hmm. but... Mm-hmm.
Well, but if you don't look,
you
how do you know?
You just can't give up.
Right.
You just can't give up.
You can't.
Mm. So, okay.
There's one thing that I have to say about you. It's that you're persistent. You're dedicated, even.
Yes. Yes. I can't find the hut, but I'm looking.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Next time you speak to him, give my best to Jabba.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh, well, hello everyone and welcome. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. And I'm not sure how I'm still upright, but we better record this quick before I pass out. Year of Miss Dolly Potential of A. True Parton. I'm one of your hosts. The one who, y'all, the car is still clicking and clacking. It's hot, so hot outside. Just wheeled her on in. Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Disney well. Hilton Head Island Resort Vader. And joining me today is, y'all, excuse me, a little gassy. Y'all, it's the one
sounds
who's...
Sounds like you may have had had some baloney.
It's true. Y'all, it's the one who's fresh back from the Horror Motel, which is not the same as Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort.
No.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Although, I'm sure there were horrifying things there.
Absolutely. And that's what everyone probably thought about me. And y'all, it was a trip. But y'all,
is Nanny Elizabeth?
She's good. She wanted me to give you a hug. So this is as close as it's going to get to that happening. Here, let me just... Yeah, just like hug. Y'all, I spent the weekend down in the Hilton Head Island with Nanny Elizabeth and Mr. Nanny Elizabeth. And y'all, Dr. Stone's future ex-husband, we'll call him Dave because that's his name. And y'all, to give you an idea of how the weekend went, horrible weather, but we're sitting there chatting. We went out to dinner and went back and we're sitting there. We had some key lime pie. We're sitting there just having some pie and some coffee. The old people love to have pie and coffee and decaf.
At night.
Of course. I had decaf. I was like, all right, well, y'all, it's been fun. And let's, you know, do we have breakfast plans? Mr. Nanny Elizabeth, are you going to go play golf? And he said, yes. And so, okay, well, whatever. And Nanny Elizabeth said, well, Larry, Dave's staying with you. And I said, oh, y'all, I love Larry Dave to death. Not as much as Doc Stone loves him, but y'all, he's a lot. Because
are you talking about Larry Dave or Dr. Stone?
Well, both. But y'all, he's that friend that you take on an international trip with you and he loses his passport 17 times while you're traveling. Wow. And y'all, he runs like 83 miles a day and he doesn't drink anymore. I mean, all these things. It's fine. And y'all, he's still a good looking man. But y'all, he showed up to Hilton Head for the weekend with no, y'all didn't have anywhere to stay. He just showed up. And he said, well, he said, do you have an extra bed? And I said, well, we were wondering if you had a place to stay. So, yes. So, y'all, he stayed with me. That was awkward. Because, y'all, I don't know Larry Dave that well. But, y'all, he passed out, so it's fine. I didn't have to deal with him.
I assume you had one double.
Right, right. He's very lucky because, y'all, I almost switched the reservation because I was like, eh. I was like, I'd rather have a king room, you know, instead of two doubles because, y'all, they're little beds. Thank God I didn't because I don't like him that much. But either way, y'all, it was a great weekend. But they, as we're doing it, talking, they're probably all still out having mimosas and stuff because, y'all, I was like, we just walked around outside the resort at the marina a little bit. And I was like, y'all, I got to go. I was like, Big Fatty is waiting on me. And yeah. I said, I got things to do. And y'all, it's new coal miners week this weekend and this coming weekend. And y'all, there's a lot of big new ones at the coal mine. And then it's the Hat Arenas day. And then I'm flying to the Lost Wages. So y'all, I was like, I cannot get behind this week. Because if I get behind, it's not going to be a good week. So,
but probably a lot of plaque buildup.
There's a surprising amount of plaque buildup. But let's do this. Y'all, I just wanted to give you an update on the medical maladies. I'm fine. The back is healing nicely. I'm going to be honest with you. We recorded last week's little show on Monday afternoon. And y'all, the lidocaine or whatever was in my back, y'all, it was still working. So it got worse before it got better. But y'all, it took some IBU friends and drank a lot of water and sat at just the right angle, and y'all, it's doing well now. And the glue's starting to like chunk off and everything in the shower, so it's good. Everything's good. It's healing so far, so good. And I mean, I didn't, you know, I was a little worried about sitting in the jalopy for a couple of hours going down to the Hilton Head and back, but did not bother me. So.
So there's been no pus discharge.
No, I was worried. I truthfully was, but no infection yet, and everything's good. And I did fill the antibiotics just in case. But hopefully we'll just keep those in reserve. So everything's good, and as you hear this, in another week, I'll be able to enjoy large bodies of water, which is good because I'll be in the Lost Wages and it's going to be 100 degrees. So,
by the way, speaking of Lost Wages and 100 degrees, how was the rain here over the weekend?
Well, I wasn't here, but it did rain. It started raining on Friday afternoon. And on, I think they said, y'all, as best I could tell from the cameras, and I was here Saturday morning, it never rained hard. It just rained. And y'all, we needed it. I don't want to talk about the weather, but y'all, things were not good. Things were dying quickly here. And yeah, I have carpet grass outside the Vader family compound on the hill of drama over here that causes all the issues. And y'all, I've never seen that grass turn brown, much less die. Y'all, it's dead. We're going to plant some new grass out there. But my gutters got cleaned on one day. And so I was happy about that.
Is that a euphemism for?
I wish, but no. So y'all, the gutters drained. There was no flooding. It's all pretty good. There's a couple little things they need to come back and fix, but yeah. And then y'all, my neighbor, who's a handyman, I've been teasing him because he's...
Does that have anything to do with getting your gutters cleaned?
I wish, but unfortunately, no. But I've been teasing him because, y'all, he's putting in new windows in his place. And I said, now, once you get it done and you figure out all the little gotchas, I want new windows too. So, you know, give me a price. And so, y'all, he showed up out of the blue and he gave me a price. And, y'all, it's not a bad price. Now, I think it's a little inflated. I'm going to see if I can talk him down a little bit because I think it's a bit much. Maybe
some trade or something.
Oh, I wish. But, y'all, he's delicious. He's an asshole, but he's delicious. And so, y'all, I'm not going to do my back windows because I don't have much issue with those. But the front ones I do. So, y'all, I'm going to get the new windows. And, y'all, I am in desperate need of new windows on the front because they bake in the afternoon full sun. So they've been worn out for a while. I have them caulked up like there's no tomorrow. And while there's no plants out there, because when all that stuff got cut down, it's a perfect time to get in those flower beds and put in some windows and repair whatever rotten wood and all that from when they leaked and everything. So, y'all, I'm very excited. I have to save a little bit of cash money. Some, you know, I got a little bit, need to put a little bit more away, but
just go to the ATM machine.
Yeah. But well, Big Fatty, how was your week?
It was a good week. Recap the whole horror weekend on the Monday Little Show. Ooh. And
did the tradesman put on a good weekend?
I recapped it on the little show.
Oh, so y'all, they usually do. I've been to some of their events before they went to the Horror Motel. They were a good time. Mm-hmm. So, you know how I feel about the Horror Motel.
Mm-hmm.
Never again. Right. But yeah. Oh, good. Were you the youngest person in attendance?
No.
Oh wow.
No.
Oh.
No. I wasn't the fattest. I wasn't the youngest. I wasn't the oldest.
Oh, well, that's surprising.
And
I mean, define fat, though. I mean, you know.
Well, I tell you what. It's easier for me to just hold this mirror up so you can see.
Perfect. Y'all, we went to a place for dinner last night called Lulu Kitchen.
Oh.
And I thought we were going to go to Jazz Corner, but it didn't work out. And so, y'all, we went to Lulu Kitchen. And, y'all, I had lobster. Oh, my God. It was so good. Ugh, delicious. And Nanny Elizabeth gave me my bill for that this morning. And it was a little surprising how inexpensive it was.
More than you thought?
No. It was $50.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, for lobster and Wagyu something. And then I had some of the appetizer, the chips with the Wagyu short ribs or what. I don't know. It was delicious. But y'all, she and I had a little tipple, if you will. Maybe a nip would be a better description of what we had. Okay. While Larry Dave and Mr. Nanny Elizabeth were getting Dole Whips. Yeah, we may have gotten a little tipsy. And I don't think either one of us meant to, but... Y'all, well, they came back and we were just cackling. It was like Mr. Cackle was there. And y'all, she's like, I don't think we should go to dinner like this. And I said, well, what time is dinner? And she says 6:30. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, that's way too soon. She's like, let's move it to 7. And so we did. But y'all, she'd been having the little nips there. And y'all, she made it for outside dining. Y'all, it was about 55 degrees and there were no heaters on the patio. And y'all, Mr. Nanny Elizabeth was pissed. And so y'all, I went next door to the Dollar Tree and bought him a stadium blanket to throw over his legs. And then he was mad at me because I said I was fine. And I was like, well, you're not fine. And I'm freezing and I have on a fleece and long pants. Y'all, he had on short pants.
The old people, they love a little blanket across their legs.
Well, and he is old. So, you know, there you go. But y'all, it was good. It was good to see them. I don't know that I will do it every year unless Dr. Joe and crew go, because it was a lot of one-on-one Larry and Nanny time. And y'all, that's just too much. Y'all, it's too much for everyone else. And it I think it kind of sucked the fun out of it for them. And y'all, and it was raining, and that's the shitty part. Is so there was nothing we could, y'all, we played, I thought we were going to play Monopoly, but they pulled out a like 2,000 piece puzzle.
Oh.
So I had another nip because I was like, I am no good for that. I can't see anything. So anyway, but yeah, so, look forward to hearing about your weekend on the little show. Y'all, that's the only way I know if he's still with us.
I assume you're prepared for tomorrow.
Tomorrow as in the actual tomorrow or tomorrow the day after this goes out?
The day after this goes out.
Well, what's happening on... I mean, you know... here's the thing. I was prepared for that before it got, you know, hijacked into like straight people world and it was because it was an actual day that at Disney, if you went, it just, you know, it was kind of fun and there wasn't a lot to it, but let's see. You don't.
I was talking about tomorrow.
May the 5th. May the 5th be with you. Oh, what were you talking about? Is the Star Wars thing? May the 5th. May the 5th be with you. May the 4th. I'm sorry. We were talking. I was looking at the calendar. Well, I'm excited for you. So what's happening on May the 5th?
Well, it's racist chips and salsa.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo is what you were. Yes.
Cinco de Mayonnaise.
Well, let's. I think we've got music for that too.
No.
Come on. I assume you want me to swing by the villa and pick you up to go out for raisins, chips, and salsa.
You know, the song Baby Elephant Girl.
Yes.
This reminds me of Vera. This music right here. Vera on Cinco de Mayo.
Well, I just assumed she was dancing around Peach's hat.
Well, you know, people love a hat.
Okay, well, I think that's all the time we have today for copyrighted music. So,
and then, you know what Wednesday is.
May the 6th.
May the 6th be with you.
I mean... Y'all, I'm...
excuse me.
And y'all, and I will say, I mean, just jumping ahead, there will be a little show next week, as far as I know. So I'm going to Hatville. I'm going to Hatville on Saturday. So my plan is to be back here Sunday afternoon early enough for me to do laundry and get my underpants in a bag, because then it's off to the Lost Wages for the week for me. So, but if you don't see a little show, it's because y'all, it was just too much. And, so Miss Bacon, if the little baconettes are still there, you just let me know. I'm sure they're still there 2 weeks later. But yeah. So, by the way, y'all, I think this happened. Did we talk about John Ternus on last week's little show? I don't know.
I've talked about him.
I can't remember if we talked about the new Apple CEO, but y'all, big doings over there in Cupertino. Mm-hmm. So let's. But speaking of big doings.
Oh yeah.
Well, hello, poor
porcupines, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game because we're out of other things to talk about. It's the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive because I don't know. And then I have to tell you who they are because you'll never know without my expert knowledge.
And they ain't a lot of them today either.
Well, it doesn't.
Lance Bass.
Ooh, it's gonna be me. Y'all, he's still alive.
Bye.
Y'all, he is in that the boy band, the Backstreet Hoist.
Lance Bass is indeed alive, and he's an American pop singer in NSYNC.
NSYNC, right? Yes, I don't know why. I said
All right, Aaron Andrews.
Ooh, I mean, lesser known brother of that Julie Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Aaron Andrews is an American sportscaster and television personality. She has been on ESPN, Fox Sports, and was the female interviewer on Dancing with the Stars.
Never watched it. All right.
Dancing with the Stars, you never watched?
Hell no. No, thank you. Oh, poor Bertrandi.
Rory McIlroy.
Ooh, y'all, he's alive and still good looking as ever. Y'all, he's that golfer.
Rory McIlroy is indeed alive, and he's an Irish golfer. And he's quite the looker, as they say.
Wow.
All right, Lou Brown.
Lou Brown. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was a musician way back in the day. He played that jazz and the blues and all that. And he was head of the Lou Brown Band. Played a lot of festivals and things. Ooh.
Oh, Lou Brown, you're closer than you think. He is indeed dead. And he was an American orchestra leader for the Jerry Lewis Show. It was Lou Brown and his band of renowns. And do we have time for one more?
Yes.
George Will.
George Will. Y'all, George Will has got to be dead by now. Mm-hmm. Y'all, George Will was the tennis player. And I don't remember. I mean, I'm thinking it's been 40 years since he was at the Wimbledon. So, yeah.
Okay. George Will, not to be confused with his cousin, George Will Not. George Will is an American political analyst and used to be on Nightline.
Okay, never watched it. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. There you go.
It's just, it's not a great.
No, it's, well,
yeah.
I guess people don't do the humpity bumpity in August. So,
not the first part of August.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's more Labor Day. Yeah. So there's some good ones coming up.
Saving it up.
Yeah. Now, what do you have? Speaking of saving it up, what do you have planned for this week?
Not a whole lot. Instead of going to Shady Pines, I'll be meeting my lady friend Page's Oakry Grill. So we'll have a nice little supper over there. And then I don't know. Just senior size and fatter size. And
well, the old people have to keep active.
Oh, yeah. You don't. And, you know, before you know it, you'll fall and break a hip. And, you know, it's the beginning of the end.
It's the beginning of the end when you fall and break a hip. Y'all, how did I do? Yeah, only 5,000 steps today. Y'all, I'm getting back into it. I still don't go to the gym because, y'all, I didn't want the sweat on the back incision and all that. And, but, yeah, y'all, I'm going to tell you, too. Talk to you Monday, but then y'all, I was home from work on Tuesday and I did need to be. It really was painful on Tuesday, but it was painful when I sat more than anything. So y'all, I am not real good at just sitting around the house anyway. Now I can lay around the house quite easily.
Excuse me. And by around the house, you mean around
absolutely.
the house. Okay.
But y'all, I did so many little projects at the Vader family compound this week. Mm. I tell you, but I cleaned and I threw so much shit away. It was absolutely astounding. But I wanted to get things, because I got to have a plumber come out this week because of a little issue I'm having. And so I need to deal with that. And then I was like, well, he's going
to
be in my house.
Anything to do with your gutters getting cleaned?
I wish, but no. Still no. Y'all, I don't, you know. Yeah, the closest I came to that was picking a tick off of Larry Dave last night.
Oh!
He was like, oh my God, is this a bed bug? And I was like, no. That is definitely not a bed bug. Hold still. So, we had to get a tick outside. But we'd been strolling under the trees, and so, as one does.
It's a virtual hotbed of ticks.
Well, it is when it's been as dry and hot as it's been for sure. So, so did that. And, trying to think what else I did this week. I feel like, it was a busy week at the coal mine. Y'all had to go to a funeral on Friday morning. I texted the Big Fatty about
anyone
that.
I knew?
Well, a lot of people, but no one died that you knew. But there are a lot of people there. Y'all, it's one of those things it was a 10 a.m. funeral downtown.
In the morning?
Yeah. 10 a.m. in the morning downtown, south of Broad at First Scott's Presbyterian. It's a historic church, and it's absolutely beautiful. And when I say downtown South Abroad, I mean, that's the original hoity-toity Charleston historic area. And it's very nice. Y'all, the problem is there's nowhere to park. They don't have a parking lot. So you had to park about 10 minutes away and walk. And I was nervous about being late. But I was not. And y'all, I got there, and everybody I knew was standing outside. So y'all, we processed in together. And it was a lovely service, and greeted the family afterwards. And y'all, we all work with Lorena. We don't know the rest. Well, I met them, but we're not close. And the old one, how's Big Fatty? And I said, he's fat and he's still with us. And you can't tell by the smell, but what a kind, a lovely man. And I said, are you feeling okay? And she said, I just miss him so much. And I said, well.
Y'all, and Vader sent me a text message. She's beginning to slip.
Well, she was. Y'all, I was a little. Because how old do you think? She's older than you, I would say, by a good bit. Yeah. She's got to be 80.
I don't think she's that old.
But, she looks it. So. But yeah, I was like, I will pass that on to Big Fatty. Well, give him a hug for me. No, there's too much. Give Big Fatty a hug. Big Fatty can come places and get his own hugs. But I was like, he's old. He's a shut-in. He just, lounges around the house. And she's like, that's all of us old people do. So, yeah. Oh, Lord. Sorry, y'all. I've done it. I was worried about the time. And I let it go too long.
Get me the shotgun. We're going to put it down.
But y'all, I just don't like going. I don't like funerals. And y'all, I never know what to say to the family outside, because I didn't want to be like, that was a lovely service. Because, the man.
Was there a banjo involved?
No, they're bagpipes. Actual bagpipes. but y'all, the man died 5 weeks ago. So, it was just a memorial service, and I didn't want to make it any worse than it was. I'm not coming to the house, I'm so sorry.
By the way, I failed to mention, but I feel like I don't need to mention. You know what Thursday is?
No, what's Thursday?
It's a very special day. Especially out there in Walnut Hills.
Ooh.
May the 7th.
May the 7th. Is that where you have, what kind of meatloaf do you have on May the 7th?
Well, you have a meatloaf in the shape of a 7 and a zebra.
Oh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Lordy, lordy, look who's... 70.
70 or 700, I don't...
Well, I think they're interchangeable.
Weight and age, got it.